producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tucker Carlson's coming up, the Daily Caller. Say what you want about Tucker Carlson, but I've said good things and bad things over the years. He's an interesting guy. He's got a great website. A lot of good libertarian Americana ideas. A lot of breaking news. Drudge loves it, obviously. It's on there every day. Damien in Indiana, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding.
Hi. My name is Damien Stanziano. I'm the libertarian candidate here in District 41 for Indiana State Senate. It's been a really tough battle, this whole campaign, trying to be recognized. The newspapers run several stories talking about the two candidates that are running, the Democrat and the Republican, completely omitting the fact that I'm even in the race. I've contacted the NRA about being endorsed by them. I was told by the NRA that we're not interested in third-party candidates, and basically told, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Any charity or lobbying group that ends up giving money to third-party candidates, the Federal Elections Commission comes after them. So it's a monopoly with the two parties over elections. It's a closed shop. And I understand the idea of breaking it up. I want to do that. But then we are faced with this election, and some libertarians are getting elected. That's why they're so scared of the Libertarian Party, America's largest and oldest third party.
Well, I support lowering your income taxes here in Indiana down to zero, just like Texas has, and increasing that homestead exemption up to 100%, like the governor candidate in Florida wants to do. So I don't know what more to do to let the people know, let the voters know that, the Republican Party is not the party of Eisenhower anymore, and the Democratic Party is not the party of Kennedy anymore. They're both the same corporate, greedy criminal parties.
That's it. Who are using government and selective enforcement to take over the economy and shut down their competition. They are cancer. Good to hear from you. Wild Man in Texas. Thank you for calling.
You remember about 5 years ago, at least 5 years ago, when they had this national scoop of illegal aliens and they bust them all up and took them out of here?
Yeah, I mean, it was a front before they tried to pass amnesty. They'd bust a few meatpacking plants and a few facilities. I mean, it was still just for show, but yes.
Yeah, they did it up here. I'm in the Panhandle. They did it at Cactus, where there's a big packing house. Well, they did that, and they got them all out of here, and then they turned right around, and they got all the Somalians in, Guatemalans, and Afghans in here. And now that's who's messing with our food, you know.
It is really, I mean, here's the deal. I almost get Mexicans coming in because they border us. It's been part of Mexico before. I mean, I get it. I don't get why the government ships massive amounts of Somalis in to just take over whole industries in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and other cities, or whole groups. I mean, they're just, the government is doing this on purpose to break the country up so none of us can communicate with each other. It's Tower of Babel.
And I mean, they're messing with our food. So these people, like you said, the borders are open. They're letting all these thugs in now and stuff that are from God knows where.
Yeah, let's be clear. They let felons go who've committed aggravated assaults. And then, Fox News is asking the sheriff, why do they do this? And they're just like, we don't know. No, because this is a criminal takeover. Right. Stalin opened up the jails and, got a bunch of people to work for him. Hitler did that at first. I mean, this is what they do. This is a criminal takeover.
Yeah, Castro sent them to us. And now everybody else is doing it again, and then they print 16 million green cards for these people.
That's right.
I don't know how many of them will actually do it or go vote because they're probably scared they'll get scooped up again.
Well, listen. Newspapers all over Latin America, we've shown them advertised. Go to America. Here's how to do it. President Obama wants you free money waiting. Like in Spanish, it's free money and a better life waiting. Go. And then, they're going to take over. They're going to get our guns. I mean, this is it. And then they're going to go, we voted to take the guns. You won't turn them in. Homeland Security, kill the terrorists. Vehicles roll out against us. I mean, it's all been planned. I don't know if it's a year from now, 10 years from now, but they admit that the gun control groups, they're going to get our guns. They're coming.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, callers, you're going to get to talk to Tucker Carlson. Of course, he's been a host on most of the big TV networks, Fox News, you name it. And he runs the dailycaller.com, one of the most visited news websites in the world. And we're honored always to be able to get him to pop in with us, especially on election day. So I've got a lot of questions, a lot of comments. I know that callers are lined up to talk about the election, so you can chime in with your point, and then we'll get Tucker's take on it. But before we go any further, Tucker, what do you think the biggest story of 2014 is? Is it the major political realignment? Is it going to be what the lame duck president does with executive powers and amnesty? Is it going to be the Tea Party insurrection trying to unseat the rhinos and neocons like Boehner? Is it that they won't win the Senate tonight and there'll be a Harry Truman-esque upset? What do you think in your gut the big story is going to be tomorrow, Tucker Carlson?
Well, first, hey, Alex, thanks for having me. Second, I think the story over the next 2 years is going to be chaos. There is a lot of movement just beneath the surface in American politics, I think in American society, I think globally, actually. And that's evidence that things are realigning. And we're right in the middle of it, so it's hard to see it. It's hard to step back and get perspective on what's happening, but the world is going to look a lot different in 2 years. Our assumptions now, you know, that Hillary Clinton is going to run against Jeb Bush, I think all of them will be proven wrong in the end as people start to move to places politically they never thought they would be. And that's one of the reasons that we're having so much trouble forecasting what's going to happen tonight. I mean, it should be, as you know, it should be a pretty clean sweep for Republicans. The president's incredibly unpopular. He's done a lot to earn that. People are terrified of the direction the country's moving, and so the party not in power ought to be the beneficiaries of that. Obviously, that's always the way it's worked up until this year, and yet Republicans are having trouble sealing the deal. Why is that? Because things are just much more confusing than they've ever been.
DailyCaller.com. I've got a stack of the breaking news you've got up there today. A lot of news about election fraud, vote flipping going on. Pollster says Obama may be the most destructive president to his own party. We saw what Ben Stein on Fox News saying he's the most racist president ever. I don't know if I agree with that, but he certainly has race baited and used race more than any president in recent history.
Exactly.
What do you think about Obama?
I have no idea what's in his heart. I have no idea what his true beliefs are, but it's very clear. They've made it as clear as it's ever been in the last 2 weeks that they're willing to use race to divide the country and get out the vote and use racial fears to get their base, out to the polls. And I think it's effective. It works. Fear works. It works for me, by the way. I'm motivated. When I'm afraid, it motivates me. I think human beings are all that way. But in the case of racial division, there's a consequence that lasts far beyond Election Day. If you stoke people up along racial lines, you get ethnic politics. And look around the world. You've traveled. You know, practically every other country on the planet is divided by ethnic politics. We haven't been historically, but we're moving in that direction. And it's really scary because ethnic politics doesn't go away. If you and I disagree on an issue, the issue can be resolved and we can become friends again. If we're divided by race, race is immutable. It doesn't change. We're always divided. And those divisions can be bitter. They can turn violent. I mean, you don't even want to play with that stuff. And they're doing it in a big way, and it's reckless.
There was a Rasmussen poll yesterday reporting that 77% of Americans think that race baiting is just a desperate tactic and a political diversion, and they think it doesn't work anymore. I agree with you that it still works to a certain extent. That's why they're using it, but that time's running out for that. But there's a real attempt by the establishment, by the large elements of it, to kind of use the British great game of divide and conquer here on America, and that's why they want to flood us with all these illegals, not to bring in new blood and folks to pay Social Security, because we've aborted all our, you know, our future, 50-something million people, but to create that balkanization.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. There's no doubt that they see immigration as a source of political power, and that's scary. I mean, look, you know, like every American, I grew up on the border, like you. I'm kind of pro-immigrant in a lot of ways. A lot of immigrants work hard. I'm totally for it. But massive amounts of low-wage, low-skilled immigration are exactly the opposite of what you want when you've got high unemployment. So they clearly just don't care at all about people who are earning, you know, a wage in the United States. They just don't care at all. If it's a it's a trade-off between helping the middle class, helping ordinary people, and shoring up their own political power. They don't think twice. You know what side they're on.
Even though it'll end up hurting their children and grandchildren, Tucker Carlson, DailyCaller.com, is our guest. I want to shift out of the election for a moment before we go back into it. What's the state of the media right now? Because we're seeing billions of web pages being created a year when it was just 30-something million back in 1996. We're seeing a dilution in the media, but at the same time, we're seeing kind of libertarian, patriot-type paleoconservative sites like DrudgeReport.com, DailyCaller.com, and others rising in a climate of where pretty much all the Democratic Party type sites, we see precipitous drops to the point they've now rigged Alexa to show our ratings dropping while our internal ratings show we're skyrocketing. But just like Nielsen's been caught fixing things for MSNBC, it just doesn't work in the final equation anymore. I mean, as you said, we are in a realignment, and so the earthquake's happening right now. We don't know what the landscape will be in a year or two, but we can kind of get some ideas. What do you expect the establishment media to do, because all the moves they're doing, doubling down on lying, doubling down on dumbing it down, that is causing an even faster exodus away from those traditional media outlets, and they seem to just be accelerating what's not working.
I think that's a really good analysis. They are hysterical. People who see the end coming tend to get hysterical. A lot of these are people who can't function outside the media. They never make it in a normal job. The only option for them is to go to some depressing PR firm. They know it. You know, they've had really easy jobs all these years. They've had a full monopoly on information in the country. And they're looking at retirement years that are pretty bleak. And so they're lashing out, I would say. And they've totally abandoned their standards. I mean, they've always been obviously aligned with the Democratic Party. They've always been liberal. Most journalists are liberal. But after the 2008 election, they just took the mask off. And they're just kind of openly cheerleading for one political party. And in so doing, as you just said, they devalue their own currency. Nobody believes them anymore. NBC is the least trusted news organization in the country. When did that happen? I mean, it didn't take long, by the way. I don't know exactly what the numbers were, but I bet 15 years ago, NBC was probably number two behind ABC. And now they're at the bottom. So that tells you what you get when you just decide, you know what, I'm no longer a news company. I'm a political operation. That's what they are.
What does it mean for them? How do you see the fall of the dinosaurs? Because they're already in the desert. They already don't have any water. Some of them are starting to fall down and die. And they're in their death throes. And obviously government can't come in with censorship and regulation, though they're trying to save the day. No amount of stimulus money to MSNBC or NPR is going to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So if we're beginning to see rigor mortis set in, what do you expect the final death throes to look like, and what is your gut as a successful media guy on your own, independently, and inside the system? What do you in your gut think things are going to look like, say, in 5 years?
Well, I think, look, I'm 45, so I'm not that old. I remember when I started in this business. I mean, my dad was in this business, so I've been around it all my life. And I remember when I graduated college thinking, I want to work at Newsweek or Time. I mean, that was a big deal. Those were the best places for a magazine writer to work, and I was a magazine writer. And now they don't exist. I mean, I guess maybe they do technically exist, but they kind of slip beneath the waves with almost no notice. Newsweek was bought by, you know, the rich husband of a Democratic congresswoman. And then it kind of went bankrupt, and now it just exists online, I guess, sort of. I mean, they just kind of faded away, but they did so really, really quickly. And I think the same thing will happen maybe even faster to the broadcast networks, because the truth is you and I could pool our money and put out a magazine. We couldn't pool our money and put out a TV channel because it's really expensive to operate a television network, as you know, and so a broadcast television network. So I just think those, they're unsustainable. I mean, they will go away. I bet 10 years from now they won't exist. And it's, you know, it's kind of a shame. I mean, I'm talking about the news networks. There'll always be a role for entertainment, obviously, in sports. But the big-time news networks, I don't think, will be here. And I think a lot of it's their fault. I mean, they don't get it, by the way. They are so – if you go – I mean, I spend a lot of time in that world because I live in New York part of the week. And everybody in that world is exactly the same. There's no air. They never let the door open and let new ideas or fresh perspectives or people with different backgrounds in. They talk about diversity, but it is the most homogeneous group you've
ever seen.
Well,
that was my next point, is they're like a cult of dodo birds that they don't realize the sailors just arrived and they're all about to get eaten. And
true.
And when I watch CNN or MSNBC especially, it is a revolving door of all these Democratic Party chiefs of staff and all these hacks. And it'd be one thing if they were well-spoken or good-looking or interesting or funny, but they're so selfish, they go advise the network heads to put them in, even though it only makes the ratings drop. But they don't care, because even though it's a diminishing narcissistic platform, they don't care because they feel like they're successful when they go home for Thanksgiving with mom and dad. I mean, I tell you, I really think they've lost control, and I think that's why they're counting on the police state, Tucker, is because they think oppression will work. That's not going to work either. I think this political clash is basically done.
Well, you know, I used to think, of course, I agree with you completely. I think they're going to be replaced probably sooner than the liberals have changed. When I was a kid, they were, or at least I believed them to be, you know, really kind of committed to free speech. I mean, they defended the right of the creeps to march at Skokie.
They had some moral high ground.
Saying, I'll die for your right to express yourself, even if I disagree. Something happened along the way. I don't recognize modern liberals. They're fully authoritarian. They don't want you to speak. You're threatening me with your speech. I feel uncomfortable. You're making this an unsafe place. Be quiet or I'll arrest you. Really? They have no regard for the First Amendment. It's conservatives who are standing up for the First Amendment. That is a total reversal of the way things were when I was a kid.
Well, that's right, and that's why people liked liberals, even if you disagree with some of their politics. Hey, they're for free speech. Hey, they're for labeling GMO. Hey, you know, they're for diversity. Now it's a cult, and that was another question I was going to bring up. I could play these clips, but back when the Boston bombing happened, they had a host on there say on purpose, and they had the former head of the RNC on there with them agreeing with it, yeah, they bombed it, because they listened to Alex Jones, and he influenced the bombers, and he's deeply racist. And I went to my lawyer, and he said, yeah, you can spend $1 million, win a lawsuit, and win maybe $2 million, kind of like Ventura did. He said, do you want to waste your time? It's going to be hell. Is your time worth it? And I said, no. But I came to the realization, MSNBC 5 years ago would have never come out and said that I'm involved in the Boston bombing and I'm deeply racist without showing some proof, even if it was flimsy. So, yes, there is a major shift now where it's like they're trying to commit suicide politically in front of us and they don't see it because they're still in the big rotting facade. When I went and debated Piers Morgan, I'd been in those same studios a few years before. They were nice. It was rotting. The bathrooms were uncleaned. Everyone looked depressed, like a demoralized army that was about to collapse. And that's what I see them doing, but it's the wildness and the not caring and the no standard. I could have sued them and won. And, I mean, guaranteed, my lawyer said he's one of the top lawyers in Texas. And they just, of course, I'm not suing them, but it shows a recklessness. What do you take from that rant?
Well, my jaw is open that they called you racist. I mean, it's one thing. I hate to say it, but that term has lost almost all meaning. It doesn't really mean anything anymore. It's a way of telling you to be quiet. We don't want to hear what you're saying. What you say threatens our power. Therefore, shut up. I mean, that's the message of you're racist. It's not the beginning of a conversation about tolerance or diversity or what racism is. It's an attempt to end the conversation, to end your speech by calling you names. And it's the most tired thing and the dumbest thing ever. I think you're very wise not even to bother with a lawsuit, you know, with them. That's just it's a drain on your energy. Lawsuits almost always are, even when you win. You know, it saps all your mojo, I think.
Sure, that's why I brought it up. But the recklessness, like when I was on Nightline 5 years ago, they tried to fact check, they tried to research. Yeah, they tried to discredit me, but they did a journalistic job at least half-baked. They don't even put the cake in the oven now.
No, because they don't have to.
Yeah.
Because nobody cares. I mean, that's kind of the flip side, whereas 15 years ago, NBC News was a big deal. It was respected. People expected that they would do diligence when they said things. Now it's like, yeah, whatever. It's MSNBC. They're crazy. It's the Leon Trotsky channel. Nobody cares. You know what I mean? Like, there really isn't an expectation that they're accurate in the first place.
Yes.
So it's not as big a deal.
But then Daily Caller can have millions of visitors every day. Infowars.com can have that. This talk radio show has conservatively, and it's a small show compared to a lot of them, 3 million people a day. You count, you know, YouTube and stuff every week. It's like 15 to 18 million people tune in or watch. And then you look at CNN and others, and they're just still, you've been inside there so much. Are they really arrogant or is it a front, Tucker?
Oh, no. Oh, the arrogance is bone deep. The arrogance is the one thing that's real. It's the one thing they all have in common. And again, it's the product of never meeting anybody who disagrees with you. I mean, you know what? Look, even in Texas, there are lots of people who don't share your views.
Yes,
there is political diversity in Texas.
I live in Austin.
You know, it's a pretty red state, but there are blue parts of it, you know, especially where you live. They live in a world where nobody disagrees with them. They never meet anybody with a different view. So their impression is that outside of the west side of Manhattan, everyone's like a cannibal or married to a sister or handling snakes or, you know, smoking meth. Like, they have the lowest possible opinion of America.
They really do underestimate America. So in the final equation, before we shift back into the election, go to break, take some calls. We've got a short clip we're going to play of James O'Keefe of the Veritas Project. I want to get your view on what he's been doing as well. But so do you expect him to try to then bring in some type of fairness doctrine over the Internet? I know the Senate's been talking about that.
Well, I mean, I think that is absolutely the goal, but it won't be done under the normal justification. The justification was before for the Fairness Doctrine, we need the airwaves are a public trust. They belong to everybody. Therefore, you ought to have both sides on them. Now the airwaves don't exist. Everything is digital. You can't make that. You can't use that as justification. So now they will use some species of diversity. You know, that this is a pluralistic country, it's a multi-ethnic country, and too many news organizations are owned by one group, and the government is going to force equal representation on the airwaves, and that's, if I had to guess, that will be the justification.
And then they'll break up News Corp, set the precedent to go after everybody else, they've been talking about that, and then they'll break up news websites and say you've got to have an area to show different views. In fact, you're right, that's what they've been proposing.
Sure, and if you're against it, guess what, you're a, wait for it, racist.
Well, I have a lot of problems with some of the things Rupert Murdoch does. I know you work for him. But at the same time, they're popular because they have a lot more Americana-type stuff being promoted than CNN, MSNBC, and all of them combined. But I defended them during the hacking scandal because it was clearly political. It was clearly a witch hunt to try to bring them down and basically blackmail them to go along with the establishment, and now that's happening with statements out of Rupert Murdoch about how great Hillary Clinton is. I just don't understand why so many of these blue blood conservatives are attacking the Tea Party and going with this party line. I think the real libertarian Tea Party is the hope of the Republican Party. What do you think?
Well, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, I heard the smartest thing the other day from someone involved in Republican politics who said the Democratic Party is strong because there's perfect alignment between its donors and its voters. The rich people who fund the Democratic Party agree completely with the far left of their base, right? So George Soros agrees with your average primary voter in the Democratic Party. On the conservative side, Republican donors have total contempt for Republican voters who really, I mean, the base of the Republican Party is kind of the Tea Party, libertarian, freedom-oriented people. You know, lower taxes, pretty socially conservative. That's not who funds the Republican Party. The Republican Party is funded by and large from business, Wall Street, and these are people who want lower taxes, less regulation for themselves, but they're certainly not above striking some sort of private deal with politicians to help their businesses. They're not at all socially conservative. They're as libertine as the Democrats. And so it's a problem when your funders hate your voters. You can see what I mean.
Wow. What will happen if conservatives and libertarians realize for survival, we've got to start really giving a lot of money to patriot-type candidates? Well, we know what will happen. They'll send in the IRS to harass everybody. So we see the weaknesses of the Death Star by where they put their defenses. We blow up this political monopoly, this status monopoly, by not being intimidated by the IRS like the preachers are doing now, not being intimidated and politically giving, politically running. I think we become political animals like I did 20 years ago, like you did 30 years ago, for basic survival. You either get involved or we will basically go into a pure democracy where hordes of illegals will vote away our freedoms.
Well, that appears to be, I mean, there's no, I mean, as someone who grew up in California and looks back at that state when I grew up in it, I'm not that old, that state was the richest out of 50 and the nicest, had great schools, excellent infrastructure, and it was pretty reasonable, politically. Now it's a one-party state that's literally crumbling and has more poverty than any other state. Why is that? Well, there's only one thing that changed, and that's the composition of the population in California because of immigration. So immigration changes your politics dramatically. And there are a lot of people at the donor level on the Republican Party side, I hate to say it, who really don't care because it means cheaper help for them at home and it means more profits for their businesses. And I think it's a very short-sighted view.
Well, that's right. It'd be one thing they're bringing in giant groups of people to build them up. Like Ross Perot documented, this level of immigration will bring us down, and it won't even help the third world countries they're fleeing.
No, and it won't help the immigrants themselves. I mean, look, at a certain point, you know, I'm for immigrant. I mean, I'm for bringing in hardworking, smart people with a lot to contribute. I'm totally for that.
Absolutely.
What I'm totally against is in a post-industrial economy, bringing in people for whom there are no factory jobs, people with fourth-grade educations, who are poor. Nothing against them personally. God loves them as much as he loves anybody else.
But that's the issue, is the Democrats want people they can mold into whatever they want.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
To then social engineer our lives. Tucker Carlson, DailyCaller.com is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to come back, take your phone calls, play a short clip of an exclusive O'Keefe interview, and more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Look, it's very simple. You either have government of, for, by the people based on free market and basic values, or you have law of the jungle. Government of, for, and by conquest. And we've seen that. That's why there's such beautiful places all around the world that are in total squalor, and have smart people with high IQs that live there. But they never had basic freedom. They never had basic values. So they're sitting in their own crap. I'm sorry to have to describe it that way. And listen, my family's all been successful. If America collapses, just like we came here on the Mayflower and other ventures, I'll just go somewhere else. Even though globally there's not many other places to go. I'm really sad for the general public because the American dream is being stolen by fraud. And then those of us that produce are seen as the greedy enemies. And so many rich elites team up with that because they're crony capitalists. If you vote with your dollars and you vote with your actions and you vote by word of mouth, you could change the world. 15 years ago, you couldn't find organic food, as I've said 1,000 times, almost anywhere, in restaurants, in grocery stores. There was little boutiques. Whole Foods were tiny. Wheatsville Co-op. Fast forward, because people started buying it and supporting it, it expanded the market, drove down prices. With competition now, you go to a Target or a Walmart, they at least say it's organic or non-GMO, and the ketchup isn't, you know, sugar. It's not high fructose, you know, corn syrup. Just your voting over 15 years has almost overthrown their system. McDonald's is down 33% this year, 20-something percent last year, and so is all the other major fast food. People are done. Just by voting and demanding some quality, you got it. Now, on so many other fronts, we don't demand it, so we get things degenerating. When you promote Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or DailyCaller.com or DrudgeReport.com or WorldNetDaily.com, none of us are perfect. Got a bunch of writers. I say stuff that's wrong sometimes. I'm a different person than I was 10 years ago. The point is, I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to tell the truth. I'm trying to be honorable. I'm trying to have a future for my kids. And when you buy the books, the videos, the supplements, spread the word, support our local affiliates, you don't see it, but that's what grows the liberty movement, just like with organic food or anything else. And if libertarian conservatives would just start running for office, even if you don't win, to educate people, would just start giving money, not just to politicians or statesmen, but would start buying cases of books and give them to people, and buying cases of the new film, Utopia, that we're distributing, that we're the exclusive distributor of up until December. There's No Place Like Utopia by Joel Gilbert. Excellent film about the free market and the nightmare of socialism and collectivism. Everyone should see that. You know the truth. Your grandkids don't. Your kids don't. The library, donate it. It's the only reason I've been successful, and I'm going to Tucker Carlson, and I want to get his take on what I just said, is because no training in RTF, no nothing, and you can see that the first 10, 15 years, I didn't want to turn my guns in. I saw them taking farmers' property, environmental groups, to turn around and build on it later. I saw mafia tactics. I got angry. I decided not to live in a ditch. I decided to stand up. I'm not living on my knees, folks. And I have reached hundreds of millions of people because of you supporting. So we're in a death battle right now with collectivists who want to finish the game, domesticate America, get 60% on welfare, get everybody dependent. They think it's game over. They think we're done. History shows evil's always arrogant. We have a very good chance of having a cultural revolution, not of communism, but of renaissance that will overthrow them. Now, I'm ranting. Tucker Carlson of DailyCaller.com's on. But you talk to a guy that's got one of the biggest news websites out there, been successful in mainstream media, alternative. I'm really landing on the line here that this is the come-to-Jesus moment for everybody out there listening to do more, to click on our sponsors, but to start their own websites, to do their own YouTube channels, to do their own radio show. You can't just count on Tucker Carlson or Joseph Farah or Alex Jones or Glenn Beck. You've got to do it. Tucker, you've got the floor.
Well, I completely agree with that. And one of the reasons I'm not a liberal is because I just despise whining and people playing the victim. I really don't like it. And at my worst moments, I do it myself, and I'm ashamed when I do. But I guess my point is that if you don't like the media as you find them, and you shouldn't because they're pretty bad, then you should make a change. Either read stuff that you think is honest, you know, get off the habit, break the cycle of dependence on the big three networks, on a lot of the corrupt newspapers that people use to get their news, and go find news sources that are not lying to you, or, as you just suggested, start your own. But do something about it. Don't be passive. I agree with that absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the shock to me is not that the legacy media are collapsing. Of course they are. They're terrible, and their business model is unsustainable. What's shocking to me is that anybody goes there, that anybody still watches it. Like the Today Show, yes, it's no longer number one in the morning, but it still exists. Who would watch something like that? I mean, it's not only propaganda, it's stupid and patronizing. So why does doesn't have any audience. That's what I find distressing, and I just hope people will move on and go to something new.
That's part of my question, but what I was really getting at is we don't just have the jury box, the grand jury box, and the voting box. We have voting with our dollars and voting with our action.
Oh, totally.
And we're so close that if people out there really start doubling down to educate someone every week, to tell somebody about our websites every day, to put us on their Facebook, their Twitter, we're so close. They've got Zuckerberg and Google and everybody trying to kill the libertarian upsurge because they know we're coffin nails to their vampiric system. We're high noon to Count Dracula. And so, folks, you know, we're. I mean, do you agree that it's key for folks to really support?
Oh, absolutely. And it's key in general to be mindful about where you spend your money. Is it consistent with what you believe? I don't think you should politicize everything. Not every purchase is a political act, but I do think it's worth being thoughtful about it. Absolutely. When I spend my money, if I can spend it on something that advances ideas that I believe, that I think are true, that I think make people's lives better, I do it. I mean, I live in the District of Columbia about 100 yards from the state of Maryland. There's a gas station right across the border. I don't go there because I don't agree with how the state of Maryland is run. I probably buy gas cheaper there. I don't. I don't patronize it because I don't want to give money to people I disagree with. And by contrast, like most people, I shop at places where I know the ownership and like them and approve of what they're doing, and I don't think your behavior online should be any different.
And that's our real power. The system's trying to take that away from us. If we look at what Obama's doing with Cloward and Piven, they want us to go to the company store. They want us to go to the Soviet gulag, basically, and, you know, get our sausages and get our nylons. I just don't think that's going to work. Getting back into the election, how big a factor do you think election fraud is going to be with illegals getting caught voting everywhere? Here is a clip. I'm sure you saw it. Probably talked about it on Fox News.
Can I say one thing before I forget? Sure. I just love your riff on McDonald's. I hate to say that, but I agree with you completely. I never heard anybody say that before. I don't listen enough, obviously, but I totally agree with you.
Well, I mean, thank you, but I'm not just picking on them. It's just that, you know, garbage, low-quality food, we need to just move away from it. And
I agree.
Let's,
I never thought I didn't used to agree with that, and I've gotten older, and I completely agree with you. Totally. Good
well, McDonald's
you.
Didn't eat. When I was a kid, McDonald's hamburgers were greasy and beef and tasted good. Now it's like alien Martian food or something. I want to play this clip of Obama last week where I think he's hinting for people to vote repeatedly. But regardless of that's what he's doing, that's what's going on. Let's play the clip.
And because early voting runs through this Friday, you don't have to wait till Election Day. You can vote all week. I mean, you can only vote once. It's in Chicago now. I'm teasing Chicago. I'm messing with you.
Yeah, he's messing with us.
That was a long
what
time
do
ago.
You make of that statement, and then what do you make of the real-world evidence of fraud coming up?
Well, there's an awful lot of fraud, and a lot of it, amazingly, nobody seems to care about. I mean, well, let me just make the obvious point that there is no justification for opposing voter ID laws except to abet voter fraud. Sorry. That doesn't make any sense. The idea that it's racist to ask for a driver's license, really? Then driver's licenses themselves are racist.
They are.
If black Americans can't get access to driver's licenses, then why are we requiring one to drive a car? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all. The only reason that you're opposing that is because you want more fraudulent voting, because you know it benefits Democrats, which it does overwhelmingly. But we also know that in the 2008 election, hundreds of thousands of non-citizens voted illegally. Hundreds of thousands, maybe 700,000 voted. And so that's an almost definitive number. I mean, that's high enough that you can affect election outcomes. So there's no debate, really, among people who care enough to learn that it's happening. The debate is only between those who care about it and those who don't.
What would the Democrats do if Republicans started going, getting the voter rolls of folks that hadn't voted in a while and started going in and voting fraudulently? How would they like that? See, why is it, and I'm not saying we should cheat, but why is it that libertarians and conservatives rarely cheat, and with Democrats, they even have studies on fake environmentalists, they're like six times more likely to steal, to not be charitable. I'm just so sick of watching them run around and act corrupt while shaking their finger at us.
Well, that's true. I mean, moral superiority is a huge part of the liberal program. So the idea is not only to amass power and then wield it, in other words, get the ability to tell other people what to do and make them live a certain way, but also feel virtuous while you do it. Which is, that has always been the part of liberalism that makes me sickest, the sanctimony. I mean, isn't it enough that you're bossing me around, making me wear a seatbelt, forcing me to put out my cigarette, taking half of my take-home pay in taxes, then you have to lecture me and call me names and say, well, you know, you're not a working person. Really? Because I work an awful lot. Like, you're lecturing me? What is that about?
Let me ask you this, Dr. Carlson of DailyCaller.com, if you just joined us. What do you make, though, of jumping the shark, in my view? Obama and now Hillary saying, if you have a business, you didn't build it. And then Hillary comes out and says, companies don't create jobs. We know that's been disproven, she said. I mean, this is just 2 + 2 = 3 type stuff. It's getting so weird.
She knows. She hasn't driven a car in 25 years.
That's a good point.
Who is totally cut off from the reality of life in America. I mean, I don't think she has any idea where jobs come from, never having created one. I mean, she's all about command and control. And by the way, not even in an interesting way. In one sentence, listen to the next Hillary Clinton speech that you can, and you'll the first thing you'll notice is how totally banal she is.
It sounds like a
Nixon administration.
No, no, I totally agree. I mean, I'm interrupting. She sounds like a broken robot or something.
Unappealing. I mean, I think there are a lot worse people in American politics than Hillary. Like, I don't wake up in the middle of the night wishing her ill. I don't hate her, but she's just not impressive, and nobody says that out loud. You know, I think she's pretty tough. Okay, great. There are a lot of tough people in this world. You know, are hard to people, but she's not had original idea ever. And I've watched her since I was at the newspaper in Arkansas more than 20 years ago. She's just not interesting. Period.
Well, you're a very nice man to not say that she's not all, I mean, that you don't hate her, but I mean, come on. You can say that a trash can is tough. She is just, why can't we get rid of Clintons and Bushes?
I totally agree. There are 320 million people in this country. Let's, I mean, talk about the need for diversity. We're always yapping about diversity. How about some political diversity? I mean, I think, by the way, the founders were really worried, as you know better than anybody, they're really on guard against the very human impulse to worship temporal authority. They didn't want a dictator because they knew that the people, in many cases, want a dictator. They want a king. And the founders basically set up all these systems to prevent us from getting what we really want, which was is a king. And we've kind of gone around all their safeguards and are setting up, we're not setting up a king, but you're seeing this human impulse at work here.
Sure.
We want to keep rewarding people from the same families. Why are we doing this?
Well, that's like the Israelites wanted a king and God didn't want to give them one, and they finally got Saul.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the same story. It just doesn't end well. It's so sad. I want to go to a few phone calls here, and then after you leave us in overdrive, I'm going to premiere that James O'Keefe piece, and then we got the full interview coming up tonight. But first off, Mary in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Tucker Carlson. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I have to apologize because I wanted to depart from the topic of the election for a moment because there's something that I've always wanted to ask of Tucker Carlson. And I just wanted to say that the Daily Caller website is really an aberration in conservative media in terms of the disrespect towards women that it has on its website. It's essentially in a race to the bottom with the left with its policy of contributing to over-sexualized atmosphere that we have in
the Ma'am, hold on a minute. I mean, are you one of these people that thinks they should ban the statue of the sailor on the Victory over Japan kissing the woman? Because they're banning that everywhere. I mean, are you joking? I don't think anybody accuses Daily Caller of. I think Tucker gets accused of being almost too liberal sometimes. Now you're saying he's attacking women. He is being a man. Period. Attacking women.
Lead article, and a slideshow of sexy girls and whatever.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, let me just say that as a man who's been married 23 years and has 3 daughters, I like women better than men. I can say with total sincerity.
Me too.
I also believe that beauty is important, and we're not embarrassed to put things that are beautiful, not necessarily sexual or debased. But
there's nothing wrong with a woman in a swimsuit. And look, that's what advertisers have in their ads. Ma'am, are you upset when you see a woman in a bathing suit on CNN?
When they're trying to sell products and prostituting women out in that way, of course.
Now, wait a minute. See, that's wordsmithing.
I would also say, by the way, we do surveys on this. If this makes you feel any better, our female readers are some of the biggest consumers, of the biggest repeat readers of our slideshows.
It's the women that are looking at it. Come on.
Pick up Cosmopolitan magazine. Obviously it's geared toward women, and it's filled with pictures of naked women that are much saucier than anything you'll find on our site. But no, we're not embarrassed.
Listen, man, I appreciate your call, but I'm going to be honest. I think that was a seminar caller, and I never say that. But I really do think that was just a cheap shot by some writer.
That was pretty funny.
Well, but I mean, give me a break. You guys have occasional slides on the sides of, like, you know, a woman on a surfboard or something. I mean, I'm just. Notice how the left is like a cult, though. Like we're in some weird cult, and we're about to be burned at the stake because you have Marilyn Monroe on your website.
Well, they're all very uptight. We're happy to do a slideshow on the women of the IDF, for example, because it's hilarious and it's funny and interesting and whatever. And we mean it in a very lighthearted way. There's nothing serious or creepy about it at all. And I just don't believe that things that are meant in good faith and that are funny are offensive.
I have looked at the slideshow of the women of the IDF and think that, you know, that they're very nice looking. I mean, what's wrong with that?
They certainly are. It's awesome. And it's funny. I mean, it's a riot. So every Yom Kippur we do an IDF slideshow, and it makes me laugh every year.
People are offended by it.
I think they're in a small minority, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, lady, that. I don't think you're a regular listener. I think that was... We got more Tucker Carlson questions ahead. Preacher in Texas wants to talk to him. Just don't show slideshows of guys in underwear. Don't show that. Now, that, I agree, is sexist, and I'm against it.
We would never do that, ever.
Don't, Tucker, or I'm going to quit reading it. That's what I like, though. I like Marilyn Monroe, women in bathing suits. There's nothing wrong with celebrating feminine beauty. I just do not apologize for it.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
at it, this is not America. This is collectivism, and it's collapsed every country that ever got involved with it. Hand out a bunch of free stuff for a while, and then the government descends into gangs and counter gangs. Finishing up here with Tucker Carlson. We'll be back tonight, 6 hours live, with a bunch of taped interviews and other things. We can take breaks, but it's going to be powerful. The entire news team, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, free video links. They're taking the show right now, so you can just go find it. We're going to be hosting out of the new studio. We're going to be hosting the radio show full-time soon. So we're launching everything here in just the next few months, years in the making. So see us here tonight, 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern, PrisonPlanet.tv, and more. Also free audio feeds as well, Infowars.com. Tucker Carlson, I want to take a few final calls from Preacher, Corey, and a couple others that are holding, or not Corey, whoever's next up. But do you think the Republicans will take the Senate? A, and B, do you think they'll then try to reverse Obamacare? And C, will they get removed from office if they don't reverse Obamacare?
That is exactly the sequence of events that's most likely to occur. A, I'm not sure. I think, of course, the odds are in favor of the Republicans taking the Senate tonight or in January when the recount in Georgia is done. But I'm not, you know, I wouldn't bet my house on it, actually. I think it's, the numbers are pretty really confusing. But, yeah, if I had to bet, I guess I would bet a limited amount of money that they'll win. No, they will not try to overturn Obamacare because they don't think they can, and they don't think that it's politically popular to do so, and they won't. And, yes, they will wind up disappointing a lot of their voters because they always do.
But people are getting fed up with them. I see a Tea Party takeover of the Republicans if they don't change over to our way, which is just basic survival.
Yeah, I mean, look, candidates who, I mean, the most popular senator in the United States, there's only one senator right now who's running unopposed, and that's Jeff Sessions of Alabama. And Jeff Sessions is not a good speaker. Jeff Sessions is not super charismatic. He doesn't pander to people. The only reason Jeff Sessions is truly the most popular person in the state of Alabama is because he's really principled. He says exactly what he thinks. He doesn't lie. And people like that. I think there's a market for that. I actually think you can get elected and keep your job if you are an honest man.
Look at Ron Paul, another example.
Exactly. Exactly. Talk about a guy. I mean, I've been to a lot of Ron Paul speeches. Ron Paul is one of the least inspiring speakers ever, and yet he inspires all these people. Why? Because you know when Ron Paul talks, whether you agree or not, he's being totally sincere.
Integrity. Yes. Let's talk to Preacher in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air with Tucker Carlson.
Hello, Alex. First of all, I want to thank you for all you do to get the information out to take down these people who are trying to oppress us. Second, Tucker, I am a follower of yours on Daily Caller, and I appreciate the work you do on Fox News.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, I wanted to bring up a story that you put out on Daily Caller today I thought was pretty interesting that kind of shows the racism of the Obama family, and that's Michelle going out and telling voters to go vote Democrat and then go have a piece of fried chicken. Now, is that not racist?
Well, I don't know what the hell she was talking about. I mean, first of all, I mean, it sounds like part of a stereotype-laden joke. A, B, isn't that a direct violation of her eat kale for breakfast program or something?
Yeah, every time I see her, she's like eating the most fattening foods, and then the stuff she wants our kids to eat looks like rat feed or something.
So I couldn't even begin to decode what she said. I will say my one sentence on Michelle Obama, I've been thinking about all day, is here she's campaigning much more than Barack Obama, but you're not allowed to criticize her. She's a full-on political figure used by the Democratic Party to get votes for their candidates,
sure,
but it's somehow out of bounds for you to say anything.
Well, that's like saying, you know, she's a woman and she's black, so it's a double, and they run Hillary. Oh, now you're against women. And I think that woman earlier is mad that two men, you and your former college roommate, own it. I think that's why they're mad, because all the feminist groups don't get mad when they have women in bikinis. It's if a man owns something and has a woman on a bikini. Tucker Carlson, DailyCaller.com. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Alex. That was great.
Thank you. Great job. All right, we're going to come back with the James O.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.